She found his massive shoulder with her hand. He was no true knight, she whispered to him. The hound threw back his head and roared. Sansa stumbled back away from him, but he caught her arm.
No, he growled at her. No, little bird, he was no true knight.
The rest of the way into the city, Sandor Clegane said not a word. He led her to where the carts were waiting, told a driver to take them back to the Red Keep, and climbed in after her. They rode in silence through the King's Gate and up torch-lit city streets. He opened the postern door and led her into the castle, his burned face twitching and his eyes brooding, and he was one step behind her as they climbed the tower stairs. He took her safe all the way to the corridor outside her bedchamber. "Thank you, my lord," Sansa said meekly. The hound caught her by the arm and leaned close. "The things I told you tonight," he said, his voice sounding even rougher than usual. "If you ever tell Joffrey, your sister, your father, any of them—"
"I won't," Sansa whispered. I promise."
It was not enough.
"If you ever tell anyone," he finished, "I'll kill you."
End of Disc 10.